Hey podcasters, Claire's, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
Matt drops hits from your hood for Manning.
Our boss Fitzy, the big dog, teases something very, very big.
We let you ask us, well, you know, anything.
And what really happens while the music is playing in the studio.
Oh dear.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Claire's, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5. The Big Breakfast catch-up is for Dale Alcock.
There is something in the air, something going on here at this radio station, and it's just a bit odd.
It's a bit fishy.
Yes. Well, everyone knows we are giving away, well, someone will be given the chance to win $1 million, which is an extraordinary thing in and of itself.
The $1 million song.
It's massive.
But there's been a lot of whispers going on around the building.
And no one tells us anything.
No one tells us anything.
Because we've got big mouths.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
what do I call management at Watertown Brand Outlet Centre? Do we talk to our management? Who do we talk to?
I don't know.
We absolutely talk to our management because it is International Ask a Question Day and we can kind of hide behind the guise of that.
Yeah, and we're the ones who are spruiking this, so we need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's fair to say we need to go to a heavy hitter.
Absolutely. Straight to the top.
The man who runs the lot, Mike Fitzpatrick. Fitzy, good morning.
Heavy hitter, you're saying I'm a little bit portly. I think I've lost a few kilos.
Come on, slugger.
First of all, I want to say congratulations to you guys for being the number one breakfast show in Perth again.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
What an incredible effort. No one comes close. You put so much distance between you and those other kids. It's fantastic.
Oh, thank you. And that $10,000 bonus check, we really appreciated it too.
Oh, I think that's only Kim who got that.
Oh, was it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Actually, while we're speaking about money, that's kind of why we're calling you, Fitzy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to make it uncomfortable.
You're not asking me for a pay rise on the air, eh?
No.
No, that's next week.
No, we don't want to make it uncomfortable, but today is International Ask a Question Day. So we've had listeners calling us, asking a few questions, and we've actually got a question floating around here, and we thought we've just got to clear a few things up, and you're the guy to clear it up.
All right, I'm nervous, yeah.
So, well, okay. We're nervous because we saw you in here last week, and you don't come over here very often. So you were here, there's been lots of meetings, there's been people in and out of the office, and we've heard rumours.
Dudes in suits. Never like seeing dudes in suits, particularly when we've got new carpet.
Actually, I've never seen you in a suit, Fitzy, which is a good thing.
Well, I have one. It was made from the skin of the last failed breakfast show.
That'll hide.
Well,
that's slightly frightening, actually. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad the survey went our way this week.
Yeah. I mean, we don't want to put you on the spot, but we're kind of questioning whether or not there might be something going on with our $1 million song competition.
Okay, well, what am I allowed to say? Yes, there is. But I think it's good news for you.
Okay.
I'd like to be able to tell you, but I don't think I can say anything until Monday legally. Put it this way. You are a number one breakfast show, Perth's number one breakfast show, and have been really for years. And I think you need a prize that befits a number one breakfast show. And I don't think $1 million is quite it.
Oh,
really?
That's all I'm going to say.
Oh,
all right. All right. You probably said too much.
So this is a good time to ask a question then, because we didn't actually think you'd give us anything at all.
Well, I can go back and not give you anything.
Okay, the intrigue begins.
Let's leave it there, hey?
Okay.
Okay, so when do we find out more?
Monday morning, I can probably tell you.
All right, can we give you a call back?
If you must.
Never call this number again.
I'm not trying to hassle you or anything, mate.
Prank call.
Not allowed to do those.
All right. Well, I'm glad we asked the question.
Yeah, too right.
All right. And about that team pay deal that, like the cast of Friends, we'll come into the office together.
Sorry, mate. Really, really bad reception.
Okay, so we went to the boss. That was Fitzy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it sort of sounds, I mean, it sounds like good news. It sounds like good stuff, but we won't know till Monday.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastwick Park, the places between. Home is where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Hits from your hood.
Okay, Manning.
No, here we go.
We did. We got some lovely comments, of course, and I was really taken by the idea that the senior citizens seem to get a really good run in Manning. There seems to be lots for them to do, dancing and all that kind of stuff.
A lot of people staying in their homes for a long time, multi-generations.
Yeah,
lots of gardens around there look like they've been established for some time.
That's right.
Yeah, so not a big suburb, Manning, you said?
No, not a big suburb, but almost a perfect rectangle too.
Perfect pocket.
Yeah, perfect pocket. Okay. Yeah, but you know, not quite on the river, but surrounded by, you know, very close to the river.
Great part of the world.
Anyway, I now have a song for you. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah. Let's do it.
This is Matt's Hits From Your Hood on Mix 94.5 as those suburban songs continue to come in 2019.
Pulled into old Perth town, trying to find a path that just feels right. I could hear my mama's words saying, time to find yourself alive. Stood on Swan River bank, should I now head south or north? Saw a bus number 31, and in my mind I went, of course. Take the bus to Manning. Sure, the bus ain't free. When you tap on for Manning, you'll never need zone 3. Man from the real estate tried to sell me this a high class joint. 3 stories, river views. I said, man, what's the salt to point? I can live in leafy streets, just a short stone's throw away. He ripped off his shirt and tie, cause he just had to say, are you from Manning? You're lucky as can be. How great to live in Manning and hell, I wish that was me. Well, sure, we miss those river views, but we get that river smell.
Sweet.
Here you'll find 3 primary schools where your kids can do their show and tell. The teens get their skates on down at old George Burnett Park. And you'll see our senior sits taking 5 minutes to do the minute waltz. That's how it is in Manning. That's how it's meant to be. I'm meant to be in Manning, cause Manning's all right by me.
Woo. Oh.
Yeah, you're all right, Manning. You're all right.
Oh, the one man band.
Nice
beautiful.
One.
Beautiful. Love
Thank
it.
You.
Love you bringing that one out. The band, the old wait.
The old wait.
Beautiful.
The Manning people song. Will be so proud.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that one's one that, you know, people in Manning today go, oh, yeah, no, that was very nice. And then they'll just sing for the next week and a half.
Yeah, that's right. You have it stuck in your head. Yeah. I love the oldies doing the 5-minute walk.
Great.
Doing the 1 minute. I love it. Matt's Hits From Your Hood right there.
Beautiful.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Zee, Matt and Kimber.
The launch of the AFL season is here. And look, they're releasing a lot of merchandise. And part of it is a bunch of videos called Don't Believe in Never, which is some motivational stuff. Really.
Oh, I love that. Don't believe in never.
We all need a bit of motivation in our lives.
Yeah, it's a couple recapping last year's AFL Grand Final win by the West Coast.
Yeah.
And West Coast supporters, let's be honest, they're still wearing their merch proudly and they've been doing it all summer.
Well, what a great Grand Final it was.
You win a flag. It was like a fairy tale, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And one of them had audio of both coaches, as in Nathan Buckley from Collingwood and Adam Simpson from West Coast, mic'd up for the whole game.
Yes.
And that includes in the 3-quarter time huddle of a crucial, really close grand final.
That now, seems risky.
They do this in the waffle coverage, but I've never heard it from the AFL coaches, what they say in the huddle.
Yeah, I mean, you see it, you know, in sport, in a lot of American sport, you can hear what's going on behind the scenes. And, you know, you might watch the Big Bash over summer and they'll be the commentators will be talking to the cricketers while they're out there, which I always find a bit distracting as a fan. But have a listen to this. So this starts with Collingwood coach Nathan Buckley, and then you'll hear Adam Simpson from West Coast, the crucial final message before the last quarter of a grand final.
Take the game on. Play your role. Trust and be aggressive with what we do in everything.
Oh, here comes down to this, and all I can think of is head, heart, and gut. Let's get this done, boys. Let's go.
Me too.
Let's go.
You've got to be good at that, right? Doesn't matter. You could be the best coach ever. If you don't get the talk right, it doesn't help.
Well, especially then, grand final, anyone's game, the message has to sink in.
It's the final thing you're going to say before they play the last quarter. Wow.
Although you guys make a fuss about it, but I mean, we're being mic'd in here all the time. Like, even when we're not going to air, the studio is mic'd, and so we're always being recorded.
Never goes to air, some of it.
There is someone rolling so-called tape on it.
Yeah.
Digital recordings of what we're saying.
So you forget about it, don't you?
You do.
Yeah.
I mean, I do know that, but I don't think about it when I'm in my off moments.
Yeah.
Well, the producers have just sent through the audio of our morning just not so long ago when we were playing Joey, Concrete Blonde.
Oh, really?
Right.
Yeah, we've got it here.
Oh, really?
Yep, the mics are always on.
Do I have to press play?
Yep.
At Watertown Brand Outlet Centre, just off the freeway in West Perth.
Just breathe, be calm. Your name is Matt Diktinski. You're a good person. You're a good person. You can be funny. You've been funny before, and there's no reason why you can't be funny now.
Can you believe? Look at this bloke on the street walking down here. What a f***. And you're a too. Can you believe that he did you? Oh, cut. Really? Oh, man.
Okay, some people don't call you a comedian, and you never said you were. You never said you were. You're an actor that does a couple of funny voices, and that's enough. You're okay the way you are.
Have you guys, is your cup of tea all right? I mean, I feel like it doesn't matter how many times I say to producer Tom and producer Kat that I want to have, you know, like just don't put any sugar in it, make it a bit hotter. Like, it just feels like they never get this right.
I've never said I'm Mr. Wonderful, nor have I said that I'm useless. I'm just somewhere in the middle. That's all I've ever claimed to be. Just breathe, just breathe. These people don't know you, they don't love you. Well, they don't need to love me because I love myself.
Clearsy, Matt and Kimber. I've been here for 30-odd years and I'm not even in the title. I'm only earning $1.5 million. What mention of me? Nah, I've got to pipe up and do a bit of a laugh and a read every now and then. Yes, I'm out of here.
I love myself and I'm happy with myself and I will continue to be the best person that I can possibly be.
Oh, a bit of self-therapy there from Matt Diktinski. Oh,
the mics are always on.
An old million-dollar Paul as well. Hey, who needs a million-dollar song when you've got all the cash?
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Of course, our show this month, thanks to our friends at Dale Alcock. If you're building, renovating or developing, you're in safe hands with Dale Alcock.
I drive past a place on the way to work, actually, that's doing their renovations, developing the back of the block there. It's coming along very nicely.
Well, you know, if you want to renovate your home or indeed transform your lifestyle, you can do that with Dale Alcock Home Improvement.
Yeah, the Advantage Series from under 200K and over 20 grand's worth of bonus inclusions right there.
DaleAlcock.com.au.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarsey, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
Fine day today for the global protest on climate change, guys.
A fine day for striking.
Fine day for heading out from school even. And, you know, there were quite a few kids leaving school today to go and join in the protest.
Yes.
And I see the Premier, Mark McGowan, has said yesterday, he said, it's a good thing. Young people are passionate about issues. And one of those young people who's heading out is a 15-year-old. And she goes to Perth Modern, but today she'll be out protesting, which is completely her right. Siobhan, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Siobhan, what's driven you to get out there and protest today?
Well, personally, I feel very frustrated and worried by the lack of action on climate change by the government. The government are a group of democratically elected people who really should be protecting the rights and freedoms and futures of the people, including the young people. However, when they do not take action on climate change, they're really not protecting our futures, because climate change is one of the biggest threats to the future at the moment. So when we see this inaction by the government, I feel very worried, and that's why I'm in a strike to send a really clear message to the government.
I absolutely agree with you, Siobhan, and good on you, and also an apology from my generation, because we've known about this stuff for a long, long, long time, and we live in a world of very short-term thinking, and we've done nothing. We know that the PM doesn't like it. What's the reaction from your school?
Well, I have really supportive parents. My school, the administration as a whole, does not support it. But partially because they are a government school, so they can't really support skipping school. However, individually, I have found a couple of teachers who are sympathetic to the cause, which is really encouraging and really nice.
Okay. Hey, Siobhan, what is your day sort of, what's the detail of your day today? Are you holding placards? Are you striking for a long? You're out there rather protesting for quite a long time. What's the lay of the land?
So the actual protest is going to start at 11 a.m. at St. George's Cathedral, if anyone listening would like to head down. And from there, we're going to hear from some really inspiring young people, going to listen to some music. We've got a couple of bands coming in, and we are going to march to show the world that we care and to send a really clear message.
Okay. And how about your parents? When you said, this is what I'm planning on doing, I'm going to skip school, how was the support there?
Well, actually, my parents have been really supportive throughout the entire endeavour and throughout the entire like planning phase, because they do recognise climate change as what it is. It's a massive threat. And I'm actually really thankful and really lucky to have parents that are supportive. I know some people's parents don't think that it's a threat, which is completely ridiculous because it is such a big threat. But yeah, they've been really supportive.
Now, obviously, it's a big threat and it's also an incredibly complex issue. I don't want to put you on the spot as in what would you like to see happen, but what are some of the things that the government, you believe, as young people, could put into place to help the situation?
Well, the School Strike for Climate movement in Australia has three main aims for the government. So we would like to see the Adani coal mine over east. We'd like to see that completely stopped. We want to see no new fossil fuels, and we want 100% renewables by 2030, which will lead to net zero carbon emissions by 2030.
And it's been widely documented. A lot of people are saying it on a day like today, Siobhan, that there's an urgency, a sense of urgency. The next decade is crucial, isn't it?
Absolutely. Scientists have predicted that we only have about 12 years to get this crisis under control. And we want the government to start treating climate change for what it is, an emergency and a crisis.
Well, we all know lots of things in the past have been changed by the numbers of people and by people being passionate and supportive and, young people getting out there and caring about something and actually trying to make change together in a positive way can't be a bad thing. So good luck, Siobhan.
Thank you so much.
Hope you get lots of toots as you go through the city today. There's Siobhan there from Perth Modern School, who'll be she'll be part of that action today in the city, and I believe they're walking. Well, it'll be 11 o'clock at the terrace.
I think it's wonderful, And often you see with environmental issues, people love to get stuck into them, like get a job and all this sort of stuff. They're just trying to help the planet. Just remember that. That's all.
If you want to check it out, there is schoolstrikeforclimate.com is the website you can go to.
Yeah, the Prime Minister not happy about the kids.
No, he's not happy about anything because it's off his agenda.
True.
Breakfast with the Lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Today is National Day of Action Against Bullying and Violence. It's something we hear about. Unfortunately, we see it on the news a hell of a lot because there's way too many phones being pulled out at schools. It happens a lot, but it happens online as much as in real life and in the quadrangle at school these days, which is very sad.
And nearly 6,000 schools, I beg your pardon, will be marking this day today, the National Day Against Violence and Bullying.
Yeah, it feels like we don't go more than a week before we see that horrible footage on TV of people fighting. But the bullying goes beyond that because they're saying now the biggest issues are cyberbullying for kids and things like that. But this is actually interesting. If you wanted to check it out, bullyingnoway.gov.au, at their website, they've put information on there for teachers and students, and it's about their action plans so that the kids come up with ideas themselves on how to fight bullying, and then they teach you how to put those ideas into, to bring them to fruition, basically. Yes. And their tips like include others, include other people, communicate about getting help, learn skills to respond to bullying, and so just tangible things for people to actually work on to try and make this situation better for our school kids.
Sure.
I can only imagine, Clancy, that it must be one of the most painful things as a parent to know that your child is having a difficult time with bullying and or violence at
Absolutely.
School, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, it's horrible when you're getting those reports back, and a lot of it's about threat,
yes.
the threats that are there
yes.
constantly. And you'll hear about what will be happening with other kids and the like. It's not necessarily, you know, my kids never got beaten up or anything,
no.
but there was a lot of psychological, because that's just as damaging and sometimes even worse
yeah.
Than the actual physical violence. But it's funny because things really change. I remember when I was at school, it was pretty much, like a lot of things in life are a lot more simple, but it was pretty much that threat of the tough guys at school. And if you were, I got on with everybody pretty much.
Yeah.
But if the tough guys came around, you just wait until they went away.
Yes,
I wasn't
same.
I'm not a,
same.
Not a natural fighter. So
an in-betweener.
Pretty
yeah,
much. You yeah. got them pretty much with everyone. Whereas now it's a lot of premeditated and a lot of psychological stuff,
yeah.
stuff that goes on. And the online world has sort of contributed to that as well. But it can be really nasty.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Our kids are being terrorised by it. So it's National Day of Action Against Bullying and Violence. It's great that there's nearly 6,000 Australian schools taking
yeah.
part in it. And you can go to bullyingnoway.gov.au if you want to get some help and information there.
Good stuff.
Absolutely. And good for the parents too, because that initial reaction is you want to go to the school and you know,
yeah, yeah, sort yeah. it out.
It just comes naturally yeah. to mind, and obviously yeah. it's the wrong thing to do to confront people.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Ask us anything because it is International Ask a Question Day.
Oh,
is it really?
Okay.
I don't know what kind of question you want to ask, but it's International Ask a Question Day, so it seems like a good opportunity to bring it up.
So any everything's on the table.
Yeah.
You can ask anything.
It doesn't mean we're going to answer. It, but you can ask it.
Hey, Kimber, how many major cities are there in Germany?
I can't answer that. I can't answer it. I mean, the question too, I mean, they could be quite stupid as well.
Yeah.
Could be whatever you like.
That's why I went a geography question for you.
Yeah. Okay, I've got a question for you then.
Oh.
Dietary complications aside,
right.
If I ate myself, yeah. would I double in size or would I disappear completely?
If you ate yourself.
Sometimes I look at you and I think metaphorically, you have already eaten yourself.
Is this pre or post digestion though?
I'd like to see you try.
I think you'd end up a small poo. To be honest.
Great answer.
Oh, I've got a question for you.
Here yep. we go.
If Kimber and I were together,
ooh, feel sick.
Or if we got together,
yeah.
how many days do you reckon we'd last?
Oh.
Ooh, okay.
Do I get to answer?
Yeah.
Well, what do you think, Clarz?
You're going to 36.
Okay. I reckon we'd last a month and we'd keep sleeping together for 3.
Oh, okay. What, 3 eternities?
Yeah. 3 months.
So it'd slowly peter out to occasionally at 2 a.m. Hey, what are you doing?
Hey, how come my geography question didn't get an answer? Every other question did. Kimber.
Actually, you know what? I do have a question because
right.
There's something sus going on in this office.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
We've got questions. I don't know what you guys think, but there's been meetings. There's been like people. We've had some big wigs in town. The
yeah.
guys from the eastern states of our company have
yeah.
been here.
Been some suits.
And there was a rumour that someone found something on the printer
yeah.
about our $1 million song competition.
Oh, really? No, we haven't got any money.
No,
we can't give it away.
Oh, T's and C's.
I can say I've gotten to the bottom of this.
Yeah.
So you know how we haven't got a lift at the moment? The lift repairs are on?
Yep.
They're installing a beautiful spiral staircase instead.
Oh.
That's what it is.
Okay. Maybe that's what's happening.
I wish I knew what was going on because it is weird. There's a lot of Chinese whispers going on.
Well, there's definitely something weird going on. And so I don't know if we could get away with maybe on Ask a Question,
yeah.
on International Ask a Question Day, whether we should just be asking
the boss
if something sus is going on. Because it just seems like there's been a million meetings. And
so take it to the top, you reckon?
Yeah.
Can we ask him the question about you two sleeping together? It's really funny.
If you can't ask the boss anything on International Ask a Question Day, then, well, what's the point?
All right,
yeah.
we'll work on getting his number, right?
Okay, and if you guys have questions for us, we'll ask you later in the morning to give us a call on 133353. So if you've got questions that you'd like to ask, then just...
I know nothing!
We don't have to answer them, but you could try.
I feel like I'm the pressure of a quiz night.
The Big Breakfast with Clarzy, Matt and Kimber.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jim King missed.
He's back and clapping.
I am. Hey, look, anyone who's grown up watching TV, as I certainly did, you got your fair share of police shows.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So many cop shows.
So many cop shows.
Yeah.
And the number one rule is that no matter what's happening within the precinct, or out there on the streets.
Always drive through the crates.
Always drive through the crates.
And get a donut.
No, it's like your partner. That's the only person you can rely on.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Even if it's Axel Foley.
Even if it's Axel Foley. It's just you and your partner against the world.
Yeah.
And you can imagine, even today, for our law enforcement people, you see them driving in the car together. It's them.
Yeah, they've got to have
your
back.
They're going into, what situation they're going into. So you would imagine that a bond is created.
Mm-hmm.
And this is certainly the case in the 75th precinct in New York, the NYPD, where two officers, a male and a male sergeant and his subordinate, a female officer, have been caught because, of course, they all wear those cameras.
Oh, yeah, they have to know,
these days. The vest.
Let's see what's going on.
They've been caught pleasuring each other.
Oh.
Oh.
In the squad car.
Yeah.
On a cold, cold night in New York City.
The old dream, please. Dreams come true.
Hey.
Yes, a lot of grunt. Now, the video, the camera itself was pointing down, so there was no vision.
Yeah.
But the audio was crystal clear, as one person said, like Bose audio.
Ooh.
So okay. We know that's pretty good.
Great clarity.
And yes, they know that, and they were apparently both pleased with their performance, according to the audio.
Bit of an afterglow.
Yeah.
Did they write up a report?
I'm sure they did. It's the goddamn paperwork.
So much paper back at the desk, pen pushes.
It's a bit concerning, too, that if the cameras can be turned on and off that easily, like when they're playing shoot 'em ups with citizens in the street, that they could just accidentally turn their vest off.
Yes. Well, yes.
At the touch of a button, it just naturally comes on and off.
We have no evidence.
Oh, yeah,
sorry,
funny that.
They all forgot to push the button.
I think that happened in Police Academy 14.
Did it?
Yeah, a couple
the
of them
best one.
Up.
Oh, Steve Guttenberg, where are you now?
Forget about the first 13.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for Dale Alcock. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.